There was a major news conference today for Donald Trump, the US president, lashing out at the media. It was a marathon press conference, his first solo news conference as president, and he spoke for 77 minutes, having a go at the Obama administration, his own intelligence community, and the media's coverage of him. Let's have a listen to US President Donald Trump.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
He focused on TV journalists and the tone of many of their reports.
The tone is such hatred. I'm really not a bad person, by the way. No, but the tone is such... I do get good ratings, you have to admit that. The tone, I'm having a good time. Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you know, you're dishonest people.
Okay, he's not missing. He's not missing. Well, I love how he can be talking about one thing and all of a sudden he just throws in an aside. He's ripping into the media about their tone. And he says, I have great ratings, by the way. He's just got a way of being able to have his legs on both sides of the horse and be kicking on one side and on the other side giving himself a bit of a pat. Donald Trump has been forced to fire his national security advisor this week, Michael Flynn, after he misled the vice president about conversations with the Russian ambassador. Since then, reports have emerged that multiple members of the Trump administration have had similar conversations. This has been denied by the US administration. The president hit out at those reports today, once again saying they're fake news.
I have nothing to do with Russia. Haven't made a phone call to Russia in years. Don't speak to people from Russia. Not that I wouldn't. I just have nobody to speak to. I saw a couple of the people that were supposedly involved with all of this, but they know nothing about it. They weren't in Russia. They never made a phone call to Russia. They never received a phone call. It's all fake news. How does the press get this information that's classified? How do they do it? You know why? Because it's an illegal process, and the press should be ashamed of themselves.
And despite his travel ban being held up in the courts, his cabinet nominations being slowed by the Senate, and those damaging leaks filling the newspapers, he doesn't seem to be fazed. He says his administration's doing just fine.
I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
There you go, Donald Trump. You can say whatever you want about him, but don't say that he's not entertaining. When he speaks, everyone listens. And he had a full house there. And he's right about the ratings whenever he gets on the TV. And he hasn't had too many news conferences, but whenever he does, the ratings go through the roof. Even his White House spokesperson, Sean Spicer, has recorded record ratings with his daily press briefings.